Grand Slam tracks fall, AI's entertainment backlash, and what if Iran won't blink? Grand Slam track, Michael Johnson's attempt to build a financially sustainable professional athletics league outside the Olympic cycle, has collapsed. Johnson broke his public silence this week over a disputed $500,000, characterizing the money as reimbursement for personal funds he invested in the organization and calling creditors' accounts the most hurtful thing he had experienced professionally. Whether the accounting supports his version remains to be established. The episode underscores the structural difficulty of building viable sports leagues in disciplines that lack major television contracts. In entertainment, industry insiders are now describing AIUs as a kiss of death for creative projects. The mere perception that a film, novel, game, or piece of music use generative AI tools is reportedly sufficient to damage audience reception. A fan-made Red Dead Redemption remaster, built over years by volunteers using modern rendering techniques and distributed for free, is creating an uncomfortable situation for Rockstar Games, which owns the intellectual property and has not released an official remaster. The legal landscape around fan modifications remains murky, and Rockstar's response, or absence of one, is being watched closely. Hunter Biden's BBC interview described his father's prostate cancer as having metastasized further, characterizing former President Biden's condition as very painful and very debilitating. The sharpest analytical question of the day concerns Iran. The prevailing assumption in Washington, in financial markets, and in the analytical community is that Tehran's economic deterioration will eventually force it to negotiate, because no regime can sustain indefinite contraction. But that assumption has failed before. Iran survived the 2012 to 2015 sanctions regime, which reportedly reduced oil revenues by roughly 80% at their peak, for 3 years without making fundamental concessions, waiting until the JCPOA negotiations provided a face-saving framework. The regime's structure is specifically designed to absorb economic pain without the political consequences that would force a democratic government to change course. Dissent is suppressed, and the Revolutionary Guard operates parallel economic networks that insulate the security apparatus from the hardships experienced by ordinary Iranians. If Mojtaba Khamenei is genuinely ill, as Israeli and opposition sources claim, internal succession dynamics may be shaping Iranian strategy in ways that outside analysts cannot model, potentially making the government simultaneously more risk-averse and more hardline as internal authority is consolidated. There is also the possibility that Tehran has correctly read the fragility of the U.S. political coalition supporting the conflict. The Vance-Rubio split, Congress's failure to pass a war authorization, Democratic senators calling publicly for an end to hostilities. If Iran believes Washington's domestic support for the war is more brittle than its public posture suggests, waiting becomes a rational strategy. The concrete indicator to watch, a resumption of structured back-channel negotiations through Oman or Qatar, not the intermediary message passing Araghchi described, but talks with an actual agenda. If that does not materialize within 60 days as Iran's economic data grows more severe, the bet that pain produces concession may be failing.